Stop wasting time in meetings. It's the four, it's their meetings.
I'd like to call the Government Ops Committee meeting to order. Today is September 15th. Time is 11 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Morris.
Here.
Congressman Supermoff.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Bethelton.
Present. First item on the agenda is prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we can be today. We ask that you look in upon this committee as we go about and work for the Osage people. We ask that you give us strong hearts, strong minds, and that we will do the best that we can for the people that we are here to serve. All these things we pray in your name, amen. Next item on the agenda is a couple of minutes.
Move to approve the minutes from the meeting of September 14th, 2016.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor for the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1687, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage News to the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $550,000 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Co-sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm assisting Congressman Shaw, who by rule is the sponsor of this bill. As co-sponsor, I would direct your attention to you have a financial for the Osage News through July of 2016. And so we can have the editor speak to the financials. Then you should have a budget template. Okay. Which is a four-page document that you're accustomed to seeing in committee. It starts out with a front page that shows that there's a proposed increase of $61,467 in the tribal request, and a decrease of $5,000 in the other. I think probably that's advertising revenue, but we'll also let the editor speak to that one. There's an increase in salaries and wages, and an increase in benefits. We know that the increase, we've heard about the increase in benefits, but I'll recall to you that was it 30% that we heard yesterday from?
Yes.
There's a 30% increase in proposed for the nation to absorb a shortfall in the claim fund that the treasurer keeps, I guess.
Yeah,
says planning fund. And then, everything else is fairly minimal. There's some, there's an indirect cost increase, which also, that's Editor speak to you about. So, the Osage News plan of operation for this year. We have from 2016, the objective is expand language and retain culture.
That's the objective on all of them.
Oh, well, I guess we'll hear about how the.
They had a.
Go ahead.
They had a simplified process this year, and I can get that template for you if you.
Okay, it'd probably be good to have, I guess we'll hear how they're going to expand language and retain culture through the Osage News. I guess they're gonna pub, well, anyway, she can explain in the plan what the plan is for this year. I'll also go and get the plan for the current fiscal year. I'll go pull that so that you can have that and talk to her about whether they met their department goals. Also, you can probably explore with her since she's here how they gauge performance to receive a base increase or other sort of compensation, and as well as their merit. You might talk to her about what the percentage was overall for the merit and how much is budgeted into this bill for merit. That was part of the discussions we had last night. What's an appropriate percentage? Not that we want to know who gets what. We just want to know what the appropriate percentage is for the merit bonus as it stands and the merit base increase or any special increase that there might be in there, so she can address that.
She also provided the information that she received from HR on how to interpret your 2016 market merit study, along with their market study, their specific one. So we just stamped that in.
Right, and if it's any different from what was provided to the other budgets we've looked at, the one that the directive that I saw from Anna Trumbly in the other budgets was put the whole amount in there. So she can speak to that issue. And I'll just give you a heads up for the legislative branch. The reason I was concerned today about doing things differently in different branches is the legislative branch budget does not have any of that base pay increase in it for any of the employees in the legislative branch.
Are you in that committee?
You want me to go get the plan? Go get the plan for this current year so you guys can look at that?
For who?
The Osage News.
That's got to pull that right here.
Well, that's the current year. That's not the year coming going forward.
This is this year's
FY16.
This was submitted July 18, 2016, annual plan for 2017.
Right. Did you want to look at 2016?
Please.
Joining us today.
You're welcome. Okay, committee, I'll open it up for any questions, comments. Congresswoman Wagner.
I'd like to hear from the editor of the newspaper about her budget. If she kind of gives an overall view of it first, that'd be okay with the trip.
Okay.
Okay, so our budget does have salary raises. And we also increased our costs for our spacing because we moved to 604 Cayuga, bigger space. And so it's owned by the nation, so that's where that extra money is coming from. The other line item is our revenue for our ad sales during the year. Our travel has stayed the same. Our operation expenses have raised a little bit, but by $345. Our conferences, special events, meetings has raised by $740. Rental and equipment maintenance has pretty much stayed the same, it's raised by $5. And the reason why these are raising is because I think our accountant just rounded off, maybe. But I can ask if there's a question as to the raise. Our occupancy, again, it's the same, it's actually almost the same as last year because we moved into the new building last year. But we did acquire some extra, or we did learn that it was going to cost a little bit more than what we had thought. So that's why there's a little bit of a raise there for $790 in their costs. And our professional fees have stayed the same. There are contracts to run the paper, mail it, lay out, design it. We don't have any donations. Our equipment acquisition, we were wanting to purchase some fireproof cabinets for the newspapers that we store in-house because tribal members do ask for past papers for just whatever reason, and we mail those out to them. And we felt that in the event of a fire, there would be some protection for those. And archives used to store our papers, but now they don't. They only take one issue per month and store that electronically. So that is where we keep actual papers in our office, in our library. And that's about it.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Are you anticipating any? I have a two-part question. We only have the financials through July. Were there any large expenses for the Osage News in August or between?
I would have to look. I can't remember offhand. I don't want to give you inaccurate information. So you want large expenses through August?
Well, the reason I ask, it shows the expenses in July to be $45,000, $46,000. So,
yes, I would think so, but I would have to check. That sounds about right, because we pay our layout designer, our mail house is the largest expense for mailing the paper. And then the company that prints the actual paper, those three are billed every month. And I think that's
about
the average monthly billing.
I have never really understood the fringe is just all over the board. Sometimes it's hardly anything, and then this for you guys would build $12,000 in July for fringe. I've never really kind of grasped on how or why accounting does that. I'm just trying to get it.
I didn't ask.
Well, I've asked. I'm just looking through. You've got $5,700 left for 2 months in fringe. Is all I'm trying to do is trying to get an idea of if the current actual period of July is kind of a typical look at what the expenses for the Osage News might be. I'll take that a step further. You've got $120,000 left $46,000 spent. If the same expenses were applied in August and September, then there would be about a $30,000 amount unspent that was appropriated to the OSH. I think that $45,000 is a bit high based on fringe. Because $45,000, if you times that by 10, would be $460,000, but only $364,000. Through 10 months.
I can provide the office financials as well. Do you have them? I can get them. And I think I have them in my office.
Who requested them?
Well, I get them every month.
Seems like they're finalized, we're told, around the 20th of the following month. That's what you have.
Could I get emails over to you or close and get it, have a more current copy, and that way we wouldn't have to be in the lag?
Sure.
Sure, shake that.
Did you work on the, who worked on these goals? Create Chief's goal number 6 for the Osage Nation News is to create and develop the premier Osage school system department goal to provide fair, balanced, and accurate coverage. Chief's goal number 7, create safer communities through strong law enforcement. Department goal to provide fair, balanced, and accurate coverage. Did you work on this?
Yes, we were too. This was a template to how each department will follow Chief's goals. And we were to be brief.
Congressman Walker?
Are you anticipating the Osage News to spend more money this year, this upcoming year, than you did this year?
No. Other than the salary increase and the space costs. Our contracts are staying the same. They're not increasing.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So, following the plan for the SATs for this year, I'm assuming one of your goals was to get moved, adequately moved, into new spaces.
And we did.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you guys moved in the last 3 years?
This is our fourth and hopefully final move.
And all of that, has that been directed through the administration, the executive branch? Why do you keep moving?
Well, in past administrations, we've had a bit of trouble finding adequate space, and we just kind of took whatever we could get.
They took whatever they could get, and then they got moved into a pretty nice building with a good amount of space, and then weren't given any help to help fix their little space up. So Shannon's husband had to come in and do the floor on his own time. I don't know very many other departments and services, programs and services, or branches of government that, you know, our spouses are coming in and painting walls and laying floor, but.
Well, my point, and you were continuing with my point, is that at some point, that performance, or lack thereof, needs to be measured when we talk about performance, which is part of the reporting. That's why we get these plans and we talk about performance. And so I just wanted to hear why you've had to move so many times, and I'm assuming that's been a cost factor, maybe not to your department or your
entity. The past places we have, the first move that we made was from the old superintendent's house, and we moved on to 6th Street, and that was the, we had to move quickly, a new administration was coming in, and we wanted to be separate
from, for the Osage Nation Government campus. And that was the only available place downtown that we could find that was affordable. And then from there, we needed something bigger because we increased our staff by a person. So then we moved to Cahika. And we were there for a couple of years, and it was only $500 a month. And now we moved into an Osage Nation building. And this actually is the most expensive building we've ever been in.
How much is it monthly?
It was $12.
I would have to look at my space cost. Per month, I don't have that number.
It's, there's a $1,423 expenditure in July, for space cost.
So it's monthly, it's $1,400?
That sounds right.
I still have some questions for the public.
Attorney, go ahead.
Oh, this is, this program plan, this is dated August, I mean, 2015, is it the same this year?
There's a different one this year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, have a copy of it, I've been looking at it on the website, I'll get it up if you want to.
The goal last year, goal number six, was to provide fair, balanced, and accurate coverage. Is that the same this year?
That's pretty much our main goal every year.
Do you all normally, since you've been at, sorry.
So, but you say here, the risk is legislation that goes against the mission to provide fair, balanced, and accurate coverage. What were you thinking might come from?
There could be a detrimental amendment to our, to our open press law, maybe. Again, I was following a template.
I mean, what kind of legislation would you think would go against fair, balanced, and accurate coverage?
I don't know.
Congressman Dillon?
Yes, I'm just going through the financials, but I understand how newsrooms, newspapers, what I know about them is they can change in a heartbeat just with whatever breaking stories and reporting. And I'm really glad to see you guys in a new office, because I know sometimes it makes a difference when you go to work every day and your surroundings are more of a professional surroundings than what you were previously in. So I'm one that's really happy that you're over there in your new office space. One of the questions, observing here, I just wondering if you all were afraid to get on airplanes because we have $4,000 in travel and $3,400 left with a couple of months to go. Have you been anywhere in August? Did you all go anywhere?
No.
Okay.
We didn't fly anywhere.
Fear of flying or something there, not sure. But, and the training dues and registrations that goes along with the travels and conventions and those things, are there anticipated conventions that we'll be going to this year? Or?
Yes, we're actually going to our Native American Journalists Association conference this weekend.
Good.
I was going to go to the Society of Professional Journalists conference next year. I've never entered in their contests, and so I was encouraged to do so, so I thought I'd check that out.
I know Benny goes to Northern California, Southern California.
Yeah, he's going to be this year.
Is that paid out of this line item, the travel and airfare?
Yeah, it's going to be, because we were actually going to book his travel this week.
Okay. One other question I had too was, during election years, that is reflected as program income? When it's advertising and
yes,
candidates, where is that?
It's other. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it's program income.
Program income So this year, the 37,502.80, that would be a higher number than FY '17, correct?
Well, we've actually today made $44,741 on, as is shown on this sheet. I got that from my accountant.
Oh, okay. I was looking at this. This is good. How much will that fall off in non-election years, do you know?
I can look at the trends.
I'm just asking, yeah.
I have one question before I move on to Congresswoman Edwards and Congressman Walker. Since you've been in your role as editor, under past administrations, do you all normally, as an Osage Nation independent press, create your objectives based off of the goals of one branch of government?
No.
How long have y'all been doing that?
This was the first year, maybe last year too.
So normally the independent press creates their own goals and objectives.
Well, yeah, but I mean every year the templates changed. In the past years, it was just, you know, answers, or this is how it should look, and, you know, put down your goals. But these past 2 years, it's been very specific as to the chief's goals.
For the independent press?
Well, anything that didn't apply to me, I just put, you know, accurate and fair coverage, because that's what my job is.
Congresswoman Edwards and Congressman Walker.
Well, I echo Congresswoman Buffalo has concern that we've got a press here that's supposed to prepare a plan for their goals based on what Chief Standing Bear's mission is. So I'm just voicing that as an additional concern.
This issue could be taken up with my editorial board and discussed how maybe we can change.
All right. When we talk about that $1,423 a month occupancy, where did that figure come from? Did you get that from?
It's from my accountant.
I mean, did Tribal Work send you a bill or something?
They don't send it to me. They send it to my accountant.
Okay, so that came from Tribal Work's determined what the amount of the.
I assume.
Okay. Now, is there? Do you guys have? When you do your requirements for your staff, like, do you have reporting requirements or how many stories you've got to write a week?
Yes, we have reporting.
Okay, that's good to know. And then I wanted to give you an example and just have this play out and tell me how, well, a couple of things. When you talk about providing advertising for events, I think that I know the answer to this, but help me. Do you now have public service announcements for free that
yes.
different entities can send in so that that can get out?
Yes, we do.
This spring, we had a situation where the Congress passed a bill that had an implementation date for a direct service to the Osage tribal members. Were you guys able to report on that timely so that the tribal members knew that that benefit was going to be available?
What was the benefit?
It was, it's a benefit for, to be called disabled, what was the name?
Disabled
Osage.
We received a press release about the benefit and we put it in the newspaper.
And did that press release come in advance of the benefit being offered?
I assume.
Because I asked because the only coverage I saw on it was talking about after it had already happened.
We did print an article
before,
and then we printed the updated article.
Okay.
After it was expired.
So it gave notice to the, because I was confused about this, it gave notice to the members ahead of time via a newspaper article that there was a starting point for which they needed to apply.
I assume.
All right, I'll go back and look. Because I'm concerned that sometimes there's a lag between when you guys, when information needs to get to you and needs to get out, because there are many, many members that simply rely on the hard paper, the paper, and not the website, so.
Well, sometimes we need to know if it's going to go, because we're monthly.
Right.
So sometimes we do receive information late to get into that monthly issue, or it will be happening that month, and we do have travel members that complain that they should have known 2 months in advance, or at least a month in advance, but sometimes we just don't get the information in time.
And then the other question I have is, when you talk about fair and balanced reporting, do you have a mandate to come, to go to each of the branches to collect news, or how does that work?
There's no mandate, but we know to get comment from whoever's involved in the story if we feel that there needs to be comment from that person if allegations are made.
And how would, to your mind, would the legislative branch, if they have activities that they want reported, I mean, I've talked to you about this before, and I know that individual members can write letters to the editor. But if the legislative branch as a body has information that it wants to provide to the news about any subject, do they take it to the editorial board, or do we turn it into you, or how does that work?
You can send it to me, and then I will judge the newsworthiness of the information, or whether we should or should not cover that, or whatever happens to that information.
Do we call that a press release? What does the executive branch and then if
they issue press releases?
Press release, okay.
Congressman Walker.
Speaking of that, does the paper publish every editor, or letter to the editor?
Yes, unless there's something that is unfactual or derogatory, customs, et cetera, we have a policy of what is accepted and not accepted.
Kind of felt like there was one last time that was not accurate.
Hello to the editor?
Yeah, you missed that. I don't know how you missed that one.
So, and I'm not.
Well, it's somebody's opinion.
I know what they said wasn't accurate. Part of it, anyway. Anyway, I've spoken to that person since then. Anyway. Congressman Tillman was asking about the program income, and
please not call it program income.
Well, it is program income. There. Okay. Sorry about that. So it's important because if this year you've accepted around $44,000 and it is an election year, you have $30,000 budgeted into this budget for program income, and it's important because that's also included in how you're going to fund the Osage News for this year. There's $30,000. My concern is if the Osage News doesn't make $30,000 this year, then you've shortchanged yourself. So right. I think that's very important that you make sure that $30,000 is going to be made if you're going to include a $30,000 revenue and then apply it to your expenses.
We could cut that down.
You see what I'm saying though? If you don't make it, then you can't spend it.
Right.
And that would cut your...
I'm confident that we'll make $20,000 at least. Because we have our Osage Millionaire on the casino. Osage Casino.
That's
what I've been here for a while. Okay.
I thought that name was cool.
Right.
Me too.
So we have their monthly advertisements on top of other advertisements that they do. So that's guaranteed to be $15,000 to $16,000 a year. And so anything else after that, to 20.
Congresswoman Edwards?
We're trying, we learned a little bit about this yesterday, but I want to hear your understanding of what was happening with, you received some information about base pay increases from HR, and then you put the entire amount that they told you in? No?
We didn't do that. Our board met and we went over job performance and these range and thresholds for these salaries with the board, and they made the decision of what our pay would be, our pay increases would be.
Okay, that's good to know, and I think we better know that it may not, that it's not the same based on what we've heard so far.
Or?
No, I'm glad they did that. Okay, so that number in there is not the same as what you were given by HR.
We weren't given anything from HR. We were just given the range and the threshold for these salaries, and the board made the judgment on what we should receive.
You handed this to me, what was?
Well, that's what they received from HR, and it's my understanding the board made the decisions where to move you guys in the range field of the merit study.
Depending on our performance.
Depending on performance for the increase in salary.
Yes.
And perhaps HR didn't direct them because they have a board to direct them.
Well, I hear you, but the judicial branch is an independent
that's true.
Branch too, and there was in their support documentation was the directive to use the number that HR gave them. And if I understood Chief Justice correctly or the court administrator, that's the number they used. So
that's accurate.
Okay. So are you suggesting that we lower the amount of your Osage News third-party income to 20,000 and then increase the tribal revenue that will be needed then by another 10,000?
I didn't understand the question.
No,
so.
No. We don't need an increase.
If you drop the revenue, the third party revenue by 10,000 from 30 to 20, then you're going to have to correspondingly drop.
Because you're thinking that we keep our income. It goes straight into the treasury.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
But we're showing the sources to meet a number on the budget. And if the source for 10,000 is 10,000 less than's on there in your revenue from third parties, then that has to be made up by the tribal revenue, or you're going to have to reduce your budget by $10,000, or else it's not going to match. You follow me?
Yeah.
Congressman Supernaw, then Congressman Walker.
Well, that was what I was going to say. If you the way this is put down there, if you decrease this other revenue, you've got to increase travel or decrease expenses. I mean, has to be one of those.
I don't want to increase. So,
we've been through this before. It seemed like that we didn't even show one time the ad revenue, it just went to the treasurer.
Congressman Walker?
Exactly right. So there's going to have to be either an increase in the requested tribal appropriation or a reduction in the expenses. And it appears to me, based on reviewing the financials, that based on previous year's expenses, it appears to me that you're going to have about 30,000 at least $30,000 more appropriated than you're going to spend last year. But there's a $60,000 increase in the appropriation request this year. However, $41,000 of that is in salaries and wages, which means there's a $19,000 increase in the appropriation request.
Would that be the benefits?
From last year. Yeah, salaries and wages, A and B, basically under expenses. Salaries and wages, A, employee benefits, taxes, B. Totals of $41,000. So I think we can accept that in the $19,000 additional appropriation request. I don't know that it's, I'm going to need to be convinced that that's justified.
Congressman Tillman?
Well, I was looking at a contractual line item. If she spends $11,461, is that a constant figure monthly? But if it's even close, and you could reduce the contractual by 10 grand, because you have 41,000 left, and you have 2 months left in the year. So if that was steady, the same, you could just lower it to 154.9.
No, it does, but it's just, we go very close with these contracts. I'm not over budgeting them right there.
Okay.
We're going down to the higher. On two of them, you had to make amendments because they went over by a couple of $100.
Well, just sitting here, I'm very pleased that you brought all the documentation that we've been wanting from other entities, page two, page three. I don't want to get into nitpicking this too much, but, you know, $41,490 from the salaries, employee benefits, makes up a big chunk of the additional appropriations from 16 to 17. So, but maybe that's part of the reason Jackie doesn't want to send over this, because we sit here and we pick them crazy, and it's going to take hours and hours and hours to do it. Doesn't seem unreasonable that this budget is asking for $10,000, $15,000, or $20,000 extra this year. So just want the committee to know that maybe they're listening and say, that's what happens when we get page two and we get page three. So I'd just like to be quicker with this process.
Congressman Walker, then Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, along those lines, and Ms. Duty mentioned earlier that the $11,500 contractual number per month is going to remain pretty steady. And so if you take that number and times it by 10, it's $115,000. So if that's the case for two more months, then you're going to spend about $145,000, which is $20,000 less than what was budgeted. And so if we're talking about, do we need to increase your appropriation request to make up if we reduce the income by $10,000? I would think that we would not. You would still have $10,000 extra.
Okay. That would, I would say, take it on professional fees. And if we do make more than $20,000, we can come back and ask for a grant. Because from what I've understood is that if we make more than what we project, that we would have to come back to Congress and ask for it.
It's true.
It's true.
But
it's
if
you needed it.
Yeah, if we, right. If we needed it.
I'm fairly certain that if the numbers don't go where everyone at the table thinks that they're going, and you all somehow don't have money to pay for rent, you're going to come up here and request a budget modification and an amendment, and that will be fine. But I think everyone's pretty much on the same page that they feel comfortable in making this reduction, knowing that
I'm okay.
We're not going to let you all sink.
Right.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I sure wish the Congress would make a decision before we continue to individually go over these requests as to whether there's going to be a 31.9% increase in benefits. If the Congress is going to do that, then we should know, because the other alternative is a lump sum payout or something in between. So I wish we would, I wish somehow that discussion would happen among the Congress and make a decision rather than continuing to pass these out. The second thing is this is a 14.6% increase in the overall salaries and wages. I heard the HR director yesterday say that it was a total of $200,000. Did I say that right?
$299,000.
$300,000 across the nation that was being proposed for base increases, and then he had another number for merit bonuses. And I'm still proposing that we appropriate that as a lump sum to the HR department and let them deal with this, because I don't want to send the wrong message, which is somehow we're deciding what the percentage of increases should be individually among departments. I just...
So are you going to create a piece of legislation that says that? And if so, when are you going to read it out on the report?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep. Monday.
Well, our board did approve ours, and our budget is separate from the rest of the nation.
That's true.
You're right. So I don't know if we're involved in that number.
Well, you guys are merit employees, right?
Yes.
Do you have the minutes from the board meeting that approved this?
Yes.
Do we have them?
No.
Can I get them? Yeah. I mean, it's tricky from the standpoint that you've got to follow the law, but maybe we've done that. So my only question would be, I guess in that $300,000 figure that he gave us, this number's included. We need to confirm all that.
Yes, we do, because I still don't understand how. I still really don't understand the concept that we presented, because just in this, you know, just in one budget alone is a $23,000 increase, and you do that six times and you're at $300,000, so we're, you know, close to it. Times.
And not one of our employees received the merits.
No, I know. We're just having a dilemma about how that statement jives with the legislation that we've looked at so far. He says overall it's only $300,000. I thought I looked at one department and it was $65,000 in one department in and of itself. Now that one's
Congressman Walker.
Yeah, Ms. Moody, the budget that you brought over today, right, that was handed in by the clerk, September 15th, that we're looking at, I was considering an amendment to the legislation that has your bill on it, but that particular bill is sent in on September 7th, and there's about a $9,000 reduction to the tribal appropriation request.
For which one?
The legislation that's filed by Congressman Shaw for the Osage News has a tribal appropriation request for $520,000. That was submitted on the 7th of this month by the executive branch, I guess.
Our races aren't included.
We're not included.
We're not included, and to my knowledge, they were resubmitted. Our budget was resubmitted.
Well, there was
resubmitted. I'll have to look at my email because I have it from Jason Song that was resubmitted.
Congressman Walker.
Okay, well, there's a $3,000 increase to salaries and wages, relatively modest. $6,000 reduction to employee benefits and taxes. And then, looks like there was reductions then from all the way down after that. I'm just curious. I don't know how we can. adopt this as a committee substitute because it's not legislation.
They sent everything over to us with rounded totals, Shannon. So any time that something would say, they've rounded your totals, salary and wages is $180,000. Employee benefits is $80,000. Travel is $10,000. Operation expense is $10,000. Conference and special event meetings are $10,000. Occupancy is $20,000. Indirect cost is $60,000. Professional fees is $165,000. Equipment acquisition is $10,000. And you have another line that's $5,000.
What's the total?
Total budget is $550,000.
That's wrong.
Well, that's what was sent over here to us. We didn't get, I'm trying to let you know, we didn't get this. The only time we have this in our hands is when you submitted it to us. This is how the executive has submitted every budget.
Let me check my emails because I remember they resent it.
This budget was probably, either we received it on the first.
Received it on the seventh.
This is what I'm talking about, the budget. We received the budget that was filed from the executive branch into this body. We received it either the 26th of August or September 1st. We'd have to get the budget analyst in here to tell us if we worked off of the submission that was sent the 26th or the 1st. But I feel pretty confident they built this legislation off of the latest budget the executive submitted to us.
Congressman Walker.
I'm trying to let you know, as editor of our newspaper, that this is the first time we've seen this document to fairly go over and come in your budget and to talk with you about it. And now you're finding out that what the executive submitted is not what you thought your budget was. And you're an independent agency.
I still think there might be an email out there, because I remember having this conversation. Because I don't specifically remember that, but one was submitted that was wrong, and I'm hoping it's this one, and then this was resubmitted. But I'll have to check.
They don't give us this.
Congressman Walker.
Is this happening? The Osage News' budgets have been submitted in the past is by the executive branch, or do you submit them?
We usually submit them. It's been both.
Well, budget parameters says that independent agencies, they submit their budget to the chief's office, and if the chief makes modifications to it when he submits it to Congress, that he submits the budget he made with modifications plus the original budget that you sent with. This is the first time we're seeing this budget.
Congresswoman Walker.
Mr. Potts, what budget was the Osage News legislation drafted from? Do you have that information, or do we need to ask Mr. Gill, and what day was it received here in our congressional offices?
The legislation was drafted according to the support budget summary submitted on September 1 from the executive branch.
There was never a second submission?
I believe we gained information from you.
That a submission was coming?
Was directed to the chair of government operations. I believe that was the additional support documentation.
That was when I requested for the committee for her to submit that, which she had submitted all her support documentations to the executive when she turned the budget in. They just didn't come over from executive. So the executive didn't forward the support documentation that the Osage News had provided.
Right.
So then I requested, and she, and they willingly said, yeah, we turned that in already, but we can do that again. We'll just send it directly to you.
postpone this budget, because apparently we aren't working off the, the legislation isn't drafted off of the, what was supplied to the executive branch. Maybe I withdraw that motion and ask the committee what, where, how do you want to proceed?
Eli?
I believe the legislation was drafted on what was submitted by the executive branch.
Correct. But now we have our, this is your true and accurate budget, correct?
Yes.
Did the executive branch help with this?
No.
I think we need to come up with one document. Who submitted what, and what's the final document from work off of?
Congressman Walker.
Has the board approved this budget?
Yes.
I'm cool with that.
Have you seen the legislation drafted for your bill, for your budget?
I did, and when I caught the differences, I notified executive aiding the two to submit a new one.
Have we had any budget submissions after September 7th with the Osage News that any of our staff is aware of?
We've never declared on that.
We haven't received anything.
We haven't now.
So do you want to go with this budget as in the legislation?
I want to go with the one I'm talking about today. The one scanned on September 15th.
Congressman Walker.
Couldn't we, this is a little bit different than what we've done in the past, but couldn't we accept the budget that was, that's dated September 15th and make a motion from this committee to have it incorporated into the legislation? Or is that something that Congressman Shaw needs to do since he's the sponsor?
Yeah.
I believe it would need to be made as an amendment to the piece of legislation from the committee.
No, but this isn't in committee form, or this isn't in legislation form.
Eli?
Madam Chair, I think the typical process would be to offer amendments for those lines. So, say strike line 105, strike $520,000, insert $511,000, $318,000. Or request that the amendment be made to the specified line items according to this work documentation submitted September 15th.
Sure.
Or postpone and request that Congressman Shaw prepare a committee substitute and adopt a committee substitute.
So moved. I made a motion that Congressman Shaw incorporate the budget submission dated September 15th into a committee substitute for LMCA 16. 87.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. And I will put this back on the agenda for Monday. Monday's agenda is going to consist of, it's noon, there's a 12:30 meeting. Do you clerk the next meeting?
No.
It's noon, we have a meeting at 12:30. Monday's agenda is going to look like this. Osage News will be back on there. Legislative branch will be back on there because we didn't get to that today. And the Executive Administration Division budget will be on there.
Tim Shaw isn't going to be here Monday, so maybe you should.
I won't be here until Thursday. I'll be up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay. I can move you to another day. Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
motion to postpone ONCA 1687. And Shannon, you won't be back around until next Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. 9:28. I will push you on the agenda on 9:28. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
So on the 28th, immediately following the session, your budget will be back up. Okay?
Move to adjourn.
Hey.
You got a 12:30 or 12? You got a 12.
Well, we can work till 12:30.
She has another meeting.
Can I just give you a couple of informations about it?
Hold on just one second.
Promise that you agree.
Promise. Thank you, Shannon.
No problem.
We'll see you on the 28th.
Thank you.
Everyone keep your Osage Nation News packet of information, please. Okay, next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1688. An act providing appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $2,455,992 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. The co-sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
So this is the budget that was passed out by the Congressional Affairs Committee, who's charged with presenting the initial budget to the Chair of Appropriations for putting into the bill. A couple of things that we need to note. The merit study was not included in any of the legislative branch employees, or in the legislative branch budget. In keeping with the idea that if we appropriate a lump sum to the HR department to carry out that task, then it would be in the lump sum and the minutes or whatever Congress sends over will be an indication of that branch's need for additional compensation for both the merit study and the base pay increase. Also, today there were some motions made that will impact this budget, namely the combining of two clerk positions into one position. And I understand that the second speaker is working to get that job description put together and then is going to send it over to HR to get a salary for it. And so we'll need to visit that once that comes back. Those are the things that will impact this budget that I know of right now. So I'm just saying, you know.
Thank you.
So you can, I say postpone this budget. Yes.
I don't know if next Monday we'll get it. He'll have that information to bring by next Monday. I'm sorry. But I'll go see. I'll go tell him. Monday. Okay. All right.
Okay. Motion carries. Chair, entertain a motion to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Thank you, we are adjourned.